Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Sea levels are rising, and what does that mean to the coastal areas all around this planet? Our special guest tonight, Jeff Goodell, is an American author and contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine. His writings are known for focusing on energy and the environment. He is a 2016-17 fellow at the New America Foundation. He's written books about his upbringing in Silicon Valley, the story of computer hacker Kevin Mitnick, who's been on our program, the rescue of the trapped Pennsylvania coal miners back in 2002, and later an expose of big coal. This latest work is called The Water Will Come, Rising Seas, Sinking Cities, and the Remaking of the Civilized World. Jeff, that's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a scary thought, but it's also a kind of real thought about the world that we're creating.
How fast are the water levels rising?
Well, they're rising. They're not rising very fast right now. 4 or 5 millimeters a year right now, but the issue is not what's going to happen now. It's that, they were going to sort of exponentially increase as the ice caps in Greenland and Antarctica continue to melt, and their melt accelerates. So right now, the sort of scientists, best science says the high end melt by the end of the century is 7 feet. And we'll continue going after that. So that's the kind of thing we're looking at right now.
And regardless of whether people believe in man-made climate change or that this is an Earth cycle, that it happens, Can it be stopped at all?
No. I mean, you know, I am a very strong believer that this is, you know, driven by burning of fossil fuels and the building up of CO2 in the atmosphere, and that's what's warming the planet. I think the science is sort of very clear about that. But the problem with sea level rise is that because we've already heated the planet up as much as we have, there's a lot of heat built up into the oceans and what scientists call thermal inertia already in our atmosphere. So that basically means that even if we did cut carbon dioxide pollution to zero in the very near future, we would still see significant amounts of sea level rise. That's one of the reasons why I called my book The Water Will Come, not The Water Might Come, or The Water Will Come If We Don't All Go to Solar Panels or something like that.
It's
kind of a done deal.
What's strange, too, Jeff, is after my interview with you, I'm going to be dealing with an author who has written about Edgar Cayce, the late American prophet. And Edgar Cayce's predictions were massive sea level risings, where if you look at a map of the United States, you can't recognize things. I mean, I think St. Louis becomes the West Coast of the United States. It's frightening, isn't it?
It is. I think that kind of scenario, though, is certainly possible, but not certainly in the near term. I mean, we're talking about, you know, centuries for that kind of thing to happen. But, I mean, you know, you look at the Earth's history and, you know, sea level rise has, the sea levels have fluctuated by, you know, hundreds of feet. The question is how soon it's going to happen and sort of how high it's going to rise.
And
it doesn't take much, right? Even 2 or 3 feet of sea level rise will have devastating impacts on places like Miami and Norfolk,
oh,
and New York and Boston, Galveston, lots of places like that.
And other regions on the planet, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can think of the oceans as a big bathtub, and it goes up everywhere. And so, you know, places like Bangladesh, where you have enormous numbers of people living in very low places, are hugely at risk. Places in India, China, Shanghai is a very vulnerable city. You know, you have 145 million people around the globe living less than 3 feet above sea level. And so you can just imagine the kind of refugee crisis we're going to have as these waters go up.
Jeff, with the actual flooding of the coastlines, will there be much warning? I mean, will we get weeks, months, years? Or is it just you're just going to wake up one day and, you know, half of New York is underwater?
No, we're not going to wake up one day and have half of New York underwater. I mean, in the past, geologic records show that there have been moments in Earth's history where we've had 13 feet of sea level rise in a century. That's sort of the high end. So, I mean, what we're looking at, you know, worst case scenario is, you know, a foot and a half of sea level rise in a decade. So, you know, it's not going to be the kind of thing that is going to happen sort of as you watch the water. But even something like a foot and a half of sea level rise in a decade would be just devastating, and it would be huge economic consequences to something like that.
Because a lot of people feel, hey, this is not going to happen in my lifetime, so I'm not going to worry about it. That's really not the right attitude to take, is it?
It's not the right attitude at all, because, first of all, we don't know how fast this could happen. As I said, in the past, we've seen 13 feet in a century, which means, you know, like I said, a foot and a half or so a decade. There's increasing evidence that West Antarctica is very unstable, and the large ice cliffs there could collapse into the sea and cause fairly rapid sea level rise. But it's also really important that, like I said, even relatively small amounts will have big, big consequences. And I think that one of the biggest risks that we face with sea level rises is economic collapse of real estate prices in coastal areas, which, you know, can happen very quickly and will have a devastated impact on the sort of revenues for these coastal cities and huge impacts on our national economy.
Jeff Goodell with us. His book is called The Water Will Come. You also wrote a book called How to Cool the Planet. And, you know, there's a tie in there. So you are deeply involved in just trying to save this planet, Jeffrey.
Well, there's a lot of saving to do. I mean, I think that, you know, we're in a lot of trouble. Geoengineering that I wrote about in my previous book is this idea of, you know, kind of large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate by reflecting away a little bit of sunlight, putting particles in the stratosphere, or essentially creating what are like artificial volcanoes that act as little reflectors to keep the sun, some of the sunlight from hitting the planet. I want to really underscore that I don't think this is something that is happening now. Some people do believe that. I do not think this. I know, in fact, that this is not happening, but in the future, I think that it's a kind of technology that we may turn to as things get desperate and we need to cool off the planet quickly.
And in terms, you know, the president wants to build a wall along the Mexican-U.S. border to keep people from coming into this country. What about building a seawall all along the coastal areas? Not practical, I guess.
Well, not practical in the sense of very expensive, but it's also not practical for, like, in places like Miami, for example. One of the reasons Miami's in so much trouble is that it's built on a kind of limestone that's very porous. So the entire South Florida is basically built on Swiss cheese, which means that if you did build seawalls along the coast there, the water would go kind of right underneath it and come up on the other side. So there are a lot of reasons why seawalls won't work in some places. They're planning right now a big barrier around Lower Manhattan, a wall called the Big U that's going to protect Wall Street and all that, and it's going to cost several billion dollars. That kind of thing is practical, and because it's the most valuable real estate on Earth, and so it's worth spending, you know, several billion dollars to protect it. But in many places, this sort of economic value is just not there to spend the money to do it.
How many people are we talking about would have to be displaced along the coastlines of just the United States?
Well, it depends on, you know, I don't know exact numbers. You know, there have been some studies showing that, you know, with 6 feet of sea level rise, which is sort of, you know, mid to high end for the end of the century, you know, 2.5 million people will be displaced just out of Florida. So, you know, we're talking about tens of millions of people. And, you know, when you think about the refugee crisis that we're having in the world right now, this kind of thing would make the refugee crisis today look like a sort of high school prom. I mean, we're talking about massive numbers of people displaced.
And this isn't a matter of if, it's a matter of when, I take it.
Exactly. I mean, that's a really important thing, is that this is not speculative. This is sort of as real as gravity. I mean, this is something that will happen. It's a question of what the time scales are, how soon, you know, how high the water will rise. But given the amount of heat that's already built up in the Earth's atmosphere and in the Earth's ocean, this is a done deal.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.